Start.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station. Youth Station.
I am a Muslim.
Islamadi.
Allah my Lord.
His word Quran.
Muhammad Prophet.
Praise be upon.
I am Muslim for all of time.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, everyone. Dear listeners, my dear sisters and brothers, welcome to a new episode of Youth Station. Thank you for being with us.
Me? Okay. Thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you for being here.
Okay. Thank me for being here.
Yeah, how are you?
Alhamdulillah. Can't complain. I'm good.
Why can't you complain? Yes, you can.
Well, I don't think it brings any good. You know, complaining doesn't bring you nothing. You know,
really?
Yeah, you'd rather just get up, you know, move on.
I guess people don't think so right now. Nowadays, people are thinking differently. They complained about every single thing.
I know, right?
Yeah.
And if you make complaining, ranting a part of yourself, no matter where you stand in society, no matter where you stand in your own life, you're still going to carry on doing that, right?
Yeah.
If you're complaining about everything and you're poor, right, financially.
Economical issues.
Yeah, like, I'm not looking down on poor people because I might be one of those people.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying.
Yes, everyone can be.
Yeah, everyone can be. But if you are that person, even if you're a billionaire, you'd be complaining about how Gucci ran out of that purse stock that you wanted.
So we always have a reason to complain.
Exactly. You'll find a reason to complain if that has become a part of it.
There's always a way to find that.
Yeah.
As human beings. But, you know, throughout the history of human beings, we could see that the concept of good and bad has changed.
Yeah, as in complaining was bad.
Actually, cultures.
They play a big role in that too, right? Because in some cultures...
What about education?
What do you mean?
I mean, in past, maybe people didn't know about many things. But right now, they all go to universities and they read books, perhaps, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And they start to feel like they have to find something to complain about. Actually, we're not talking about complaining, but as an example, it got through the way.
Yeah, okay, that's a good example. In a certain culture, complaining per se might not be as bad as it is in another culture, right?
Yeah, I get it.
In one culture, complaining might be the way to start a conversation, right? Oh, how have you been? Oh, don't even ask me, you understand? And they just go on and keep on ranting.
That's very familiar
about things,
to me,
you understand, right? And in another culture, like, no matter, like, what you're going through, you have to be like, oh, yeah, everything's good. And you have to have this face and you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so it's clear from the appearance of society.
Yeah, so if, as you said, like, things have changed, good and bad has changed, that might play a role.
The concept of good and bad being changed has got a relation with culture.
To an extent. Not absolutely, but to an extent, right?
What about morality? But before we get into morality, let's go for a short break and then we'll be back.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Youth Station.
So we are talking about the concept of good and bad, which has been changed throughout time. I said about education, right?
You mentioned education and how times have changed.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the days, if I was there. Back when social media and televised broadcasting wasn't television.
When technology was not this improved.
Technology, there we go. Wasn't as widespread as it is right now.
Yeah.
The good and evil in cultures might have stayed within those cultures.
Uh-huh.
And, like, might have seeped into... cultures or societies bordering those places, right?
Yeah.
But now, certain things have happened, as I would say, is there's one universal culture, right?
Yeah.
The world has got its own culture now. Mm-hmm. And side by side, yeah. right? Besides that, there are individual countries that have, or like areas or continents that have got their own cultures.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So, yeah. So in terms of that, saying that good and evil has changed might be relative, because in a certain society, something was bad, right? It was
yeah,
evil.
Yeah, but right now it's no longer bad.
Why? Because in another society, it was not evil, right? Now that the world has become a universal culture, right? That thing from like the X point of the globe, which was positive, has seeped in.
It has been spread to them.
Yeah, that place. So technology might have played a very...
I would say also morality has got a way in this time.
Yeah, okay. So if you're talking about things that have to do with morality, certainly.
Yeah.
Right. Now, morality, you can't even define it anymore.
Exactly. This is the point. Yeah. You can't define it. And we cannot say who's moral and who's immoral.
Oh, I wish we could. You know, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, why do you think, like, you can't define morality anymore? Like, why? Morality for me right now, for example, is something that is so built in within your nature. It's like something about your consciousness.
Intuitively, you have it.
Yeah. Why is it not, why can it not be defined anymore?
Because every single thing that every one of us is doing right now has got a justification for it. We all have a justification for it. And when I give that reason to you, then you might sympathize with me and say, yes, it's true. Who knows what's truth in the eyes of God?
Okay, but like, there are certain things that, well, being Muslims, right? I don't want no offense to people who don't believe in God, whatever. But being a Muslim, there are certain things that are definitely
the
wrong.
Fundamental
in the eyes of,
things,
in the eyes of God, right?
Yeah.
And there are people who'd bring up justifications for that, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hideous people, horrible crimes. You understand?
Yeah,
and horrible things that people would do. And some ex-psychologist would say, oh, it goes back to his childhood. Or like, you know, come up with this ludicrous idea.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
That.
Psychology many times comes to their help. To many people's help.
Yeah,
you know?
I'm saying, those psychologists have been proven wrong over and over and over and over and over.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And no one can say, oh, well, you know, psychology is knowledge. It's a science. And, well, it's true. No, it's not, because it's theories.
No, let's not eradicate it totally.
No,
I would
I'm
say
not
they,
about,
like, they have revealed something.
Certainly they
true.
Have. But, like, you can't label
but
one
it
person.
But it can't be a gospel truth.
No, it can't. Yeah. One person specifically, right? Like, if I'm saying psychology, then I have to consider views and theories of other psychologists as well.
Exactly,
you know, so like
yeah.
It has to be comparative, right?
And there's always someone who's for and some other one who's against.
Exactly,
yeah.
Right? So horrible crimes, right, that are absolutely detrimental to someone's morality, or the world's morality, universal morality, some guy's going to come up with an excuse, with a justification.
Before, actually, I say we have to go for the break, let me just give you the topic that we're talking about for after the break. I would say there's another reason, which is freedom. But let's go for a break, and then we'll come back to talk about it.
Let's go.
Welcome back. This is Youth Station. We're still here and we're talking about the concept of good and bad, which has been changed throughout time. And we talked about many things, actually, the cultural reasons and then the technology. And also we talked about morality as well. And I just said
freedom.
Under the pretext of freedom.
Freedom like what? Freedom of speech or freedom just in general?
Just in general, under the pretext of freedom, people do many things and then they justify it. And then through the reasons they would bring for me, then I would say, yes, they're right.
Right. But like, how do we define freedom? Like in general, Western philosophers have
See,
defined
when you
freedom.
Talk about everyday life, there's no philosophy and there's no scientific, factual thing that you could bring. People would go for everything as it is.
Fair enough, when I say
freedom, what comes to a normal, ordinary person's mind...
Exactly, is all sort of freedom. Fair enough. But like, everyone has to define something, right?
Yeah.
When whoever it is, right? Be it someone literate, illiterate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But believe it or not, both of them,
right.
When you say freedom,
okay.
They just come to the fact that freedom is actually ranging all different forms of freedom.
All right, fair enough. But like, if you ask them, how do you define freedom?
I do whatever I like to do.
All right, fair enough, right? So the question is, do you only have the right to freedom, or everyone else does too?
Everyone has.
Right, fair enough. That's where the definition comes in.
Yeah.
They say that if whatever you do, right,
yeah.
does not take away a certain right of another person,
mm-hmm.
within those boundaries, whatever you do is freedom.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? So even freedom has boundaries, right?
Yeah.
So whatever I want to do, if that has no boundaries,
uh-huh.
no tab put on there, then, if my freedom is affecting someone else's freedom, then that's not really freedom because...
But they don't think about it.
Exactly, right? So if I'm thinking about my freedom and the person in front of me is also only thinking about his freedom,
mm-hmm.
then there's war.
Yeah.
There's no freedom.
Exactly, yeah.
Right, that's where slavery and prisoners and yeah, exactly, that those things come in, right?
Yeah. Just in order to bring us back to the main topic, which was the concept of good and bad, which has been changed, I would talk about archetypal pattern. In psychology, Jung talked about these archetypal patterns and said, for example, black is for evil. Whenever we think of black, the only thing that comes to our mind is something evil, something dark, something depressive, whatever of these sorts, you know?
Okay.
And then white, every one of us, when we think of white, we remember purity or whatever. These are mm-hmm. the codes that we have them in our mind.
Okay.
So I usually think of...
that's also cultural. I'm going to like interfere, but like that's also cultural.
How come?
Because in certain cultures...
See, no, I'm just giving you the reason. Ever since we're...
Let me answer when you ask me a question. You said, how come? Let me answer how come.
I'm surprised.
Yeah, in certain cultures, red is a sign of happiness. In other cultures, red is a sign of sorrow.
How come?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So,
No, there's the majority, and then there's the minority.
No.
See, exceptions don't break the rules.
Right. Yeah, you're right. Exceptions don't. But like,
as in general,
okay.
black is for darkness, for depression, for evil, for evilness, and things like this.
Okay.
As in general. So I'm just brought this into our topic
mm-hmm.
just to say that the good and bad are clear. Ever since we're born,
mm-hmm.
we know what is good and what is bad. And we have it in the holy book of Quran also. The path of truth and the path of wrong deeds are shown to us, are given to us as if we know it, as if it runs in our blood, as if we know it intuitively.
Mm-hmm.
But then what happens to us that we ignore it?
Yeah. You see, someone might say, I'm not ignoring anything. You're the one who's ignoring it. Why? Because now the standards have changed.
Yeah.
And what I think is it comes back to morality, right? When some people say morality is relative and what pleases me or brings ease to me in whatever manner is my morality,
mm-hmm.
Then... Well, there is no clear definition of morality left anymore, right?
Yes.
So, yeah, I think that's the problem.
That's all the time that we have for today. You know, we could still talk a lot about it.
Yeah.
But we just are giving some hints and clues, and that's all, because time is running so fast.
Man. Yeah, well, that's about you, station, because the train's moving, and, you know.
They should give us more of time. So
I know.
We plead for more time. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us. I hope you enjoyed it. Until another session, I just bid you farewell from me and from Brother Najafi. So, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.